Moore Show. Be back bright and early at 9 a.m. tomorrow. Also, Rick Pate joining us at 10:30 tomorrow. Woo-hoo. Agricultural Commissioner, Secretary. Look forward to talking to him. Thanks for listening. Be back tomorrow morning.
Chevrolet Master Control Center. This is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. For the first time, the public is hearing testimony from Capitol officials about what went on January 6th when a crowd breached the U.S. Capitol. A fallout from the attack on the Capitol continuing today, with the Senate holding a joint hearing between the Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee and the Rules and Administration Committee. Officials testifying that the attack was apparently pre-planned, with many of those involved bringing equipment. President Biden marked the milestone of 500,000 lives lost to COVID-19 with a speech, a moment of silence, and a candle lighting ceremony last night. U.S. home prices surged at the fastest pace seen in nearly 7 years in December. The S&P CoreLogic Case-Shiller 20-City Home Price Index, released today, climbed 10.1% in December compared to a year ago. The increase was fueled by low mortgage rates and Americans moving from urban apartments to houses in the suburbs. This is SRN News.
I have two dogs, Sam and Bailey. Both are golden retrievers. Poor Sam, he was a mess. Always itching, his paws were soaking wet all day from just constant licking. He had bald spots on his back. I just don't like putting shots and steroids into your dog all the time.
DinoVite.com.
DinoVite is nutrition. Probably 2 weeks after he started DinoVite, I started seeing great improvements. And today, 99% of his issues are non-existent. It's amazing stuff. Since Bailey has been 12 weeks old, he's been a DinoVite dog, and he has zero issues today. He won't eat his food without DinoVite. When I get out the DinoVite, my dogs actually salivate, like I'm getting them a treat. They drool over it. DinoVite is the best thing you can do for your dog.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
I get my DinoVite from DinoVite.com.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding has what you're looking for.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We have a pretty remarkable forecast for the next few days. Today, sunshine, very spring-like. High temperature in the lower 70s. Clear skies, not quite as cool tonight, overnight low 40. Tomorrow, the beautiful weather continues. We'll be in the middle 70s for a high temperature with sunshine. I think we'll be near 70 Thursday with clouds increasing. Risk of showers Thursday night, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. But the spring-like warmth will continue. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Buying or building a new home comes with many difficult decisions. The mortgage process shouldn't be one of them. Let CBNS Bank's experienced mortgage lenders make the process easy. Visit a CBNS Bank office or cbsbank.com. All loans subject to credit approval. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. The Air Force has identified the student pilot killed in last week's deadly plane crash in Montgomery as 25-year-old Rinchi Yusaki. Air Force officials say it will likely be 30 to 60 days before we know what caused the crash Friday night near the Montgomery Regional Airport. Alabama State University is partnering with Montgomery Public Schools to help get MPS employees vaccinated. Starting Thursday, ASU health professionals will administer 800 coronavirus vaccine doses to MPS employees. And Selma police are investigating the city's second murder of the year. Police say 38-year-old William Smith of Orville was shot and killed early Sunday morning. The shooting happened near the intersection of King Street and McLeod Avenue. Right now, no arrests have been made. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
DQ presents How to Find Meal Fulfillment. First, order the delicious new rotisserie-style chicken bites from DQ. Then feast your eyes on these unbreaded, tender, juicy, 100% white meat beauties. Next, take a bite of the bite. Realize that unbreaded chicken loaded with flavor is finally possible. And last, call your boss and ask for that promotion. You may have started last week, but hey, if chicken this good is possible, anything is possible. New rotisserie-style chicken bites are now a DQ. Happy, tastes good.
Liberty. Liberty Mutual Insurance Company customizes your home insurance so you only pay for what you need.
As a minimalist, paying less for insurance is more.
Nice place. Is your house a bubble?
It's a dome. I find corners unnecessary.
At Liberty Mutual, that's how we feel about overpaying for insurance.
But I do miss having shelves.
What would you put on them?
Nothing, obviously.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
I guess all of us have had the experience of getting into a discussion and coming up with the right answer 2 hours later when we're all alone. I'll be right back. My award for someone who thought of the right answer while the discussion was still going on is a young man named Brad Lanaweaver, a member of Young Americans for Freedom at Pennsylvania State University. He has written of an encounter on the campus with a pretty young lady who believes socialism is the answer to our problems. His own philosophy was self-evident because he was wearing a button that proclaimed, "Cut down big government." With the cool breeze stirring her hair, she asked what Brad described as her ace-up-the-sleeve question. Even you right-wingers don't want to starve. Wouldn't you like a guarantee that you won't ever go hungry? Brad knew that if he admitted to this, she'd follow with, so why not such a guarantee for shelter, medicine, and all the rest? He paused, and then gave her the victory she was seeking, or so she thought. He said, sure, I'd like to lay my hands on everything I can get. Oh, she said, but the state is the closest you can come to such a guarantee. Brad described her as braced for a counterattack involving the magic of the market mechanism, but he threw another curve. Sure, he said, I grant that. There's something more. I'd like a guarantee of shelter and medical treatment and even some recreation. She must have thought she had a convert. A little shocked, she spoke, but that's what we support. Why are you wearing that button? She meant, of course, that cut-down big government button. Brad wasn't finished. He said to her, I would also like a yacht. Somewhat defeated, she answered, well, if you're not going to be serious about it. But I am, Brad said as earnestly as he could. I would really and truly like a yacht. Also a seaside villa. Look, she said sternly, you know what I'm talking about. Sharing. I'm not interested in your greedy daydreams. I'm asking what everyone should have. All right, Brad answered, I understand. Let everyone have a yacht. But how, she asked lucidly with the first sign of a rational thought. Don't bother me with that, he said. There'll be a way, I'm sure. Just so everyone has a yacht. However, there is one more thing I would like. What, she asked. 2 yachts. Brad wrote that she looked rather unpleasant at that point, and he feared for his safety. Then she declared, it's people like you who keep socialism from working. And Brad agreed. Yes, quite right. Perhaps if people like me were put away somewhere, socialism would have a chance. By now, she was really glaring as she tried to think of an answer. Brad continued, but there's still one problem. How many are there, like me? Well, not as many as you think, she said, and walked away. And then Brad came up with a really appropriate last line. He wrote, there she's wrong, and that's why she's a socialist. How right he is. Socialists ignore the side of man that is of the spirit. They can provide shelter, fill your belly with bacon and beans, treat you when you're ill, all the things that are guaranteed to a prisoner or a slave. They don't understand that we also dream. Yes, even of sometime owning a yacht. This is Ronald Reagan. Thanks for listening.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Wow, welcome aboard, everyone. This is 93.1 FM. Let me bring in Mr. Producer himself. The one and only, Joey Clark.
Hello.
Hello. That one's down 140 points, 68 gorgeous degrees outside. How you doing today, big guy?
Doing well, all things considered. I thought there was going to be a State of the Union today or tonight, and I was wrong. Though I double-checked. It was reported like a week or two ago that February the 23rd, and then now it's to be determined. So
Jen Psaki was questioning that, and they said that they had not come up with a time for it yet. So.
No, with the Capitol under siege, I mean.
Of course.
You don't want them all in one place.
Can you turn it over to Fox to watch the hearing?
Sure.
Would have been very interesting, by the way. Learned a lot about myself yesterday. Went to go get hydration, and got in. They said, you came in on a flat tire. And I went, oh, boy, thanks. They had to do a blood draw to see how much fluid I had in my veins. I didn't have very much at all.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, for the hydration, which is why I was slurring my speech and everything yesterday.
Okay, I was wondering.
But they did that, gave me the hydration, gave me a little extra kick, and she said, are you hungry? I said, actually, I am. She said, good sign. She said, go eat in peace. So I went in and got spaghetti, pizza.
Yeah.
Did the whole nine yards last night.
I thought you were Irish, not Italian.
Well, you know, I get a little Italian in me every once in a while. Then Duke beat Syracuse last night, so that was good. Yeah, this hearing that's going on the Hill with the Capitol Police leadership and Sergeant Arms is very interesting. They're at a little bit of a conflict with each other. So one saying, I told him at 109, saying, no, you didn't tell me till 210, and I think we're going to find some holes in this stuff. Son, the head of the Capitol Police, is pretty certain the Sergeant of Arms is too political to me, so we'll see what happens with that. 272-9228, that's where we are on a Tuesday. Couple of things. Number one, anybody can get in Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket drawing, and the Mortgage Corporation South gift card drawing, and those are going to be two great things this weekend. I mean, it's gorgeous. 73 to 74 tomorrow. I mean, this is nice. Then the rain comes in. Bet you're all excited about going to Doggy Daycare, Montgomery Veterinary Associates. Got his best bud there. Met him at the fence. It's funny, they get in there, they run together, they have a good old time. Let's go to Ricochet. Ricochet, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show on Tuesday.
Hello. How are you doing?
I'm pretty good.
Okay. I just want to put this out there. I didn't know if you heard about Chaplain Knowles, about what happened to him.
To who?
Yesterday. Chaplain Knowles.
No.
Chaplain Knowles.
No. What happened?
Yeah, I know you got a lot of listeners in the prison system. And I just want to... He passed away yesterday.
What?
Yes, sir. I understand he was chopping wood. He was chopping wood, and he fell over with a heart attack.
You are kidding me.
No, sir. It shocked me, you know. But, they're posting on his Facebook site, you know, on his page there.
So. Oh, my gosh.
So I just wanted to, just call him. I didn't know if he heard about it or not, you know.
You're the first person I've heard this from. Nobody in my group that we were in Cairo's prison ministry together knows anything about this.
Yeah.
Or they would have told me. So when did this happen?
Yesterday. I understand. I don't know what time, but somebody sent me a message and told me about it. And, of course, I went to his Facebook site. I understand he was chopping wood and just... fell over with a heart attack.
And for the audience out there, Chap, we called him, I first met him in prison. He was one of the volunteers going in for the Cairo's prison ministry. Great guy. Then he was at our church for a little bit as a alternate person helping, and he was going through his seminary classes at that time, but that's just amazing to me.
Yeah.
I'm sad that you shared it with me, but I'm glad that you shared it with me.
Okay.
How do you know, Ricochet?
He goes to the prison ministries at the, around the state, and I just know him from, of course, he is from Tallahassee. I'm not from Tallahassee. see, but I just, you know, that's how I know him. He goes to the, he used to be out at Red Eagle.
Yeah, he was at Red Eagle, and then he joined us at Staten and Draper. Well, actually, the last time I saw him was at Barbecue Place in Eclectic. I bumped into him when I was heading up to the lake on a Sunday, and he and his family were all there. At man, that is sad.
Yeah. He's a nice guy. I mean, he's one of the kind of, you know, mentored a lot of those inmates out there and helped them out, you know. So, but yeah, he just, like I said, he just fell over. That's what I got out of it, from heart attack. But I hate it, you know. I just.
Yep. Well, you never know when your time's, your number's going to be called.
That's true. That's true.
You got to be ready. Well, yeah. Shay, thank you. Thanks for sharing that.
Yes, sir. Y'all have a good day. Bye.
David Knowles, Chap, we called him. Boy, that's sad. A lot going on around here in Newstalk 93.1. Damn, our show going to be back after this.
Want to carry Newstalk in your pocket? Download the Newstalk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
This week, the James G. Murphy Auction Company invites the public to bid during a major online auction underway now of items from the former Mannington Mills plywood plant. February 18th through the 25th is your opportunity to bid on all items big and small at this plywood mill. It's an auction that features a complete plywood lathe line, hogs, chippers, dust collectors, and boilers. And if you're looking for shop equipment, we've got lots of items to choose from, including a truck scale, dump hoppers, pallet racking motors, valves, mill chain, steel tables, hand and power tools, and a whole lot more. This is the auction you don't want to miss. It's located at 785 Port of Epps Highway in Epps. On-site preview of items is Wednesday, February 24th from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Bidding opens at 11 a.m. February 18th and closes at 11 a.m. February the 25th. For more information, go to our website at murphyauction.com. That's murphyauction.com.
Hope you are having a great day. It's gorgeous outside, sunny, 70s, a perfect time to stop by Air Now Home Services on Main Street in Millbrook. It's JT and Leanne broadcasting for Paw It Forward 2021.
We want your donations. We'll be here till 1 o'clock. Stop by. We need dog food, cat food, blankets, sheets, shredded paper, anything you can think of, and you can always visit your respective Humane Society, whether it is Montgomery, Elmore, or Autauga County Humane Society's website to find out their specific needs.
Each day this week, we'll be out broadcasting live. You'll see the Blue Water Broadcasting Sprinter van right out front, and we are going to be here again till 1 o'clock at Air Now Home Services. They do heat, AC, and electrical, and they're part of the local community supporting Paw It Forward. I want to say thanks to our other sponsors real quick. Rick's Jewelers, Best Friends Pet Resort, Georgia Floors Direct, Riverside Chevrolet, and Oswalt's Apparel and Footwear. We're broadcasting live with Blue Water Broadcasting and Paw It Forward.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are. Yeah, these hearings have been quite interesting. I can pull Sirius up on my phone, so I was showering and I don't have to shave anymore.
Right.
But I was listening into it. I had to actually go into the den because I want to see the look on people, the expression on people's faces when some of the questions they were asking, to see did their voice match their face. But the Democrats are going, oh, you know, the Trump administration really let them down and didn't tell them anything. I have a funny feeling that the way they are couching this is not going to be the way it's going to be. People are kind of scattering around here, so it's going to be interesting to see how they meet you places. But it is gorgeous outside.
It really is.
Beautiful. Spring is going to be here soon. And that's where Dylan Wings plays a big part in your life. And the reason is, remember all the things that you have: Easter, you have wedding proposals, you have graduation, you have gifts. Dylan Wings is a great place to go. 119 Brown Springs Road, coming from AUM towards Atlanta Highway on the right-hand side. See Les and Josh. They are great people, great selection, great prices, and here's the deal. They're big listeners to the show, and they love, love talk radio, and they love this audience. You guys have done so much for them, and they love seeing you. So go by and see them. Give them a call, 334-215-3669. Jewelry repaired, jewelry replaced, jewelry made, jewelry sold. Go by and see them. Tell them you're a Dan Morris Show listener. Okay, let's get to one we didn't get to yesterday. Michael Eric Dyson, one of your absolute favorite people.
He's not the worst, but he's not... Don't get me started on
this guy. He has a book out.
Yeah.
And I found this and I cut it, and then I went in and looked at some YouTube. He does a lot of interviews and things when he's doing books. And
He's
so animated. And he does what David used to call word stuffing. He takes a word and he stuffs it into an area.
It's that Baptist minister in
him. Really word stuffing. I'll never forget. I cracked up when David told me that. And they try to stuff a word in that they like the word, and they stuff it in something so they can use it. So here he is going to be doing a setup on his book and then his interview.
All right, my talk on the table is about a new book that examines racism in America by speaking directly to Black Americans whose deaths have fueled calls for change. In a long time coming, Reckoning with Race in America, author Michael Eric Dyson writes letters to Emmett Till, Eric Garner, Breonna Taylor, Sandra Bland, and others. In them, Dyson explores the need for police reform, what it means to be a Black American, and cancel culture. Here are some excerpts from the book.
Dear Sandra Bland, I don't know quite how to say this. Dear Breonna Taylor, I am outraged. Dear Eric Garner, I must say, my friend, I can barely begin to understand how we are back here again. Back to a Black man begging to breathe as the cops kill him. As if your death wasn't tragic enough. As if your death hadn't sent so many of us into the streets. As if your death hadn't already made us feel utterly endangered and defenseless in the face of cops who will never respect us or treat us like their kin.
I can't breathe!
My fellow Americans, I beg of you, first consider this. Do you realize how much faith it takes for me and those like me to write My Fellow Americans? Do you realize how much energy it takes to summon the will to say those words? Do you know that so many Black folk are still full of love for the nation that so often treats us so poorly? We are used to hearing presidents say,
My fellow Americans.
My fellow Americans.
My fellow Americans.
Has the sentiment ever really been true for Black folk? Do we really live in the same country as white folk? Do we see the same things? Is our nation's motto fully realized? E pluribus unum. Out of many, one.
You know, my difficulty, and this has always been a conversation when you have Black-white meeting and you're talking, trying to talk through things, is understanding your beginning point. And I'm just, you know, and I would tell my Black friends, I'm not there. I don't know where your beginning point is, but I just, that's not my beginning point. No matter how bad anything's ever happened in my life, that's not my beginning point. It's my beginning point is where I am now, not where I've been or something that's happened to me. Let's go to the phones and go to Will. Will, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
What's up, Dano?
Will, how have you been, buddy?
I'm hanging in there, chilling, just paying these bills.
There you go. What's up?
You know, I'm really not a fan of Eric Dice, to be honest, because he said something about Bill Cosby. He said that there's no black family with a doctor that's a man that's a doctor and a wife is a lawyer. And I'm thinking Bill Cosby's trying to present a positive image for people, and he actually just shot it down like it was just nothing. And I'm like, dude, really? And that really just turned me off. I think he's a hypocrite and a fraud, to be honest.
Did he really believe there's never a black doctor and a black attorney married?
He actually said that it was not. He actually said that it was not a reality. He said that's something that people that don't really see. And I'm like, really? And I'm like, dude, he lost me at that point.
Really? Because I can point to a family here in Montgomery. There are two doctors.
Exactly. And I really don't have a lot of, he's credible, I guess, in certain areas. But in my opinion, he's not credible enough to be, you know, talked to and whatnot. That's just my opinion.
No. I think that his credibility isn't there. I think what he's doing is he's trying to make himself credible by taking a side on an issue and hope that you'll take that same side, and so therefore he'll be credible in your mind. I mean, when you listen to this interview and some of the things he says, I think it's just outrageous. And, you know, it's like I said, it's what your beginning point is. I mean, your beginning point isn't something bad, is it? What's your beginning point when you're approaching a problem?
To figure out both sides of the issue.
There you go.
And to see who's saying what and figure out, okay, who's right, who's wrong. And both sides could have a valid point. You just have to be, you know, the thing about living in the United States and America, we have so much privilege that we take it for granted.
And
people don't realize. Go ahead. And if you go to some places, other places where one family rules, you don't get a chance to vote for your leader or who's going to be the person that making the laws. It's still a law just as simple as paving the street or building a school. I mean, you really lost. That's just my opinion.
No, I agree with you. I over the years, because of different environments I've been in where we're talking, having racial discussions, is I think understanding your beginning point is a very important part. I think some people just start from a beginning point that things are bad. And if you're starting from that beginning point, I think you have a problem with something. You can't see through it.
Yep. And you know what, Dan? I'm glad to hear you're doing better. And glad to hear you're doing good for your cancer thing. That's very scary. I had my great-great-grandmother had cancer, and she actually, my mom, she took in anybody that needed help. My mom, she was like just bring it, come to her, and she take care of, you know, type person. And my great grandmother, she had cancer, and she actually lived in my bedroom and had a hospital bed in my room and everything. And I actually watched her, you know, pass away from cancer. And it's not a good thing.
No, it's not at all.
Yeah.
Well, I appreciate your call today, and I appreciate your friendship.
Hey, I'm glad to hear you're doing good, brother.
Thank you so much for the kind words. Let me back. Dan Moore Show after this.
Oh, it's so nice. coming or going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hiring can be challenging, but ZipRecruiter makes it fast and easy. We talked to Monica Starks, who needed to hire for a pivotal role at her company, GS Group.
As the owner of a construction company, finding the right people is a very difficult task. So I use ZipRecruiter.
ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology identifies the right people for your job and actively invites them to apply, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. Monica did, and that's how she found Lamont, her new project superintendent.
The job is so perfect for me. I had a career breakthrough. I would have never found this job if it wasn't for ZipRecruiter.
With ZipRecruiter, we've hired everyone from accountants to project managers to field scientists. With ZipRecruiter, we get hiring results.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
There's an old saying that the more things change, the more they stay the same. So true when it comes to the leadership of the Alabama legislature. Once again, they're proving that the smoke-filled back rooms of the State House are alive and well in Montgomery. This time, the Senate is considering a gambling bill that gives the Alabama Poarch Creek Indians exclusive rights to offer casino-style gaming in their 3 facilities in the state. But that's not all. They would also be allowed to construct 2 more casinos while shutting out competition. Maybe, just maybe, the Indians are getting a sweetheart deal because they forked out millions to Alabama politicians. Just saying. Don't like it? Call your state senator today and say no to the Indian gambling monopoly. Say no to the Indian gambling monopoly. No. Paid for by McGreen Investments, LLC, Birmingham, Alabama.
Is it a hassle getting your vehicle serviced? C-Square Performance Automotive will pick up, service your vehicle, and return it to you in the downtown area. If you work in the downtown area, let C-Square save you time with their pickup and delivery service. You will trust us, and your car will love us. C-Square Performance Automotive, 715 Madison Avenue.
Hi, folks. This is Bill with Circle C Trailers. Just wanted to let you know, since we've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting, our business has grown tremendously. I recommend advertising on Blue Water.
Radio advertising is an investment in the success of your business. It grows traffic, creates demand, and generates more revenue. Call us and find out how. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. They put God and family first, where you can get home weekly, great benefits, and 401k that the company matches up to 4%, and you're automatically invested. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call them today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We have a pretty remarkable forecast for the next few days. Today, sunshine, very spring-like. High temperature in the lower 70s. Clear skies, not quite as cool tonight, overnight low 40. Tomorrow, the beautiful weather continues. We'll be in the middle 70s for a high temperature with sunshine. I think we'll be near 70 Thursday with clouds increasing. Risk of shower Thursday night, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. But the spring-like warmth will continue. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
All roads lead to Brubaker Motors, located on the Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery, Alabama. Don't get caught in traffic. Shop online anytime. It's better at Brubaker.com.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
There's not a street that you can walk. You got to watch just who you're talking to. They're out to get you. Can't turn your back on a smiling face.
272-9228. Hope you guys are enjoying this beautiful day outside. Joey and I are having a great time in the attic.
Yes.
You get some sun lamps up here. You said you can take this live, but you can go back in time.
I can do the hearing. I can go back in time on the hearing. On just not Fox in particular, but I can pull up the hearing.
Ah. Is that on C-SPAN?
Yeah, or all of the different YouTube streaming sites have it up.
Before we get into anything else, I want to remind you about Mortgage Corporation in the South. 567-9000, John Williams, the whole staff up on the mountain in Wetumpka, there to serve you. There to help you save money. There to help you get the best financing, the best deal that they can come up with. Good credit, not so good credit. They can help you with either one. Unusual loan, for me, I'm self-employed, so mine would be unusual. Does not fit in a box. Matter of fact, I was paying a premium because the bank was stuffing me in a box. Saved a ton of money. 567-9000, taking the money, putting it into investments, making money, building wealth. Except for the stock market today. Stock market today was a little crazy. Particularly the NASDAQ. Interest rates are going up, so don't know it's going to change the mortgage interest rate, but the 10-year bond, which is one of the pillars of that, of the mortgage company, mortgage-backed business, is starting to move up. So you need to call them, 567-9000, NMLS number 232-876, an equal housing lender. Shall we go back to Eric?
We might as well.
Let's go. Let's do this little snippet here.
And Michael Eric Dyson joins us now. Professor Dyson, thank you for being with us. We can hear from that reading that it's a powerful book. I want to get into the contents of it, but I want to start with its distinctive style. It's written in as a series of letters to the dead, victims of the struggle, you call them. Why did you decide to do it that way?
First, I didn't want to write merely about them. I didn't want to further objectify them. I wanted to speak to them. You know how you go visit your loved one at the gravesite? You know they're not there, but they provide you the opportunity, the space to think, the spirit to engage an issue, to reflect calmly, to go away from the maelstrom and say, this is what we must do in order to move forward. So I wanted to write to them, to restore their humanity, to make them feel that in our collective imagination, that they were present, and to give them the dignity they were denied in life. That's why I chose the epistolary form to make it more intimate.
Word stuffing.
Sure. I would say as a stylistic choice, probably a good choice. Instead of just talking at somebody, it's like, here, I'm writing a letter to somebody. Makes sense. But, I see what you mean by the word stuffing. And he's one of the guys that I think I could have a good conversation with, because I think because of his biblical basis, he wouldn't completely throw out the Western tradition completely like some folks these days. They want to tear everything down. But other than that, I don't know. I'm not a huge fan of Mr. Dyson here.
Nor am I. It's because there's always a problem out there. It's never solutions. Always problem, and it's not somebody else is creating the problem. It's not anybody. It's not anything internal. And you'll see that in these next coming clips. Listen in.
Let's talk about moving forward. Key to reckoning with race in America is reckoning with police violence against black people in America. Repeatedly on this show, however, and other shows, police officials have denied that there is something like systemic racism or racism at all in the system. So how do you create change when you don't first have that acknowledgement?
Yeah, it's very difficult to do so. The longer we live in the 51st state, the state of denial, as the late Joseph Lowry said, we won't be able to engage fully with the issue. And once we put it on the table, once we begin to reckon with the history of denial, the amnesia that we have willfully submitted ourselves to, then we'll be able to move forward. If the police could recognize that, look, black people call the police more than any other group. So that means that they are not, they don't have an antithesis toward the police, an antipathy for the police. They simply want to be treated fairly and justly and decently when the police arrive. The police work for us. We don't work for them. They are public servants to protect and serve. So when we get that on the table, when they begin to treat black citizens as fully equipped human beings deserving of their rights, then we can begin to move forward in a collective bargaining, so to speak, with what the future of policing should look like.
There was a lot of assumption in that. The assumption is that they're not treated that way, ever.
And I think what often gets lost in these conversations, especially with race and policing, is it's policing's a local function. And so I'd imagine, you know, policing here in Montgomery, especially right now, is quite different than, say, policing in New York City. And the relationship to...
Or Mountain Brook.
I mean, how... Just from the basis that it's a massive city compared to a smaller city or a smaller suburb, there are going to be major differences. And I think when you nationalize the issue, it's not the same. You have to look at the particulars, the local place.
Yeah, well, and again, the assumption is police are bad and that the people calling the police are all good. And I think somebody's calling the police because they need help. And the answer to the problem is police. And then the police get there and then something happens. I'm not sure if it's with the people that are calling. I don't think most of the time it is. I think it's with the action of the people that are there seeing the police. And they start responding, like the guy that was shot in Minnesota. Or Wisconsin. He was carrying a knife. He was wounded. He was asked to stop, and he didn't stop.
In Kenosha.
Wisconsin. It's not like, what do you want the police officers to do? And that's the problem. They want them to turn into daycare versus law enforcement, or they want them to turn into a counselor instead of helping you stop whatever the problem is. Let's continue on here. You get more.
Professor Dyson, I want to get your take on cancel culture. Number one, I did not know that you were an ordained minister, so I was very surprised to read that. I had no idea.
Yes, but ma'am.
You said that your roots stem from compassion. And when you talk about cancel culture, fortunately or unfortunately, I made the book. I think it's page 163. I'm not sure. I do appreciate your take on that. We're not going to go into that here, but people can read that for themselves. Right. But you talk about cancel culture, and you talk about the Virginia Governor Northrop. And what was your take on that? I thought it was very interesting because we live in a cancel culture society big time today.
Absolutely. I think the quest for justice is right. I understand the kind of disappointment with the criminal justice system, but I don't think the result and the answer is for us to go around willy-nilly arbitrarily canceling other people. Ralph Northam is the governor of Virginia. When he was a medical student 20-some-odd years ago, he dressed in blackface. Was it wrong? Of course. Was it ridiculous? Yes. Was it nefarious in some instances? Of course. But my point was, don't cancel him out. Nothing better than a white public official who is conscious of the fact that he owes black people his future because they stand with him regardless of his mistake. I'm a Baptist preacher, 41 years. I believe in forgiveness. Should we hold people to account? Absolutely. Should they, when they mess up, should they fess up? Yes. But then we should dress up. We should address the issue and move forward. What has he done since then? He has done so many programs, including 10,000 ex-felons who have now been restored in terms of their rights, a disproportionate number of whom are African American. And when I think about Morgan Wallen down in Tennessee, did he do something wrong by using the N-word? Absolutely. Was he speaking to black people? No. But he knows he was wrong. He even released a video saying, don't defend me. I like the fact that he has taken responsibility for his actions. However, let's not let him lose his contract. Let's not cancel him altogether. Allow him to be restored. Restorative justice says somebody does something wrong, we hold them to account, and then we put them back into society to allow them to flourish. I don't think canceling somebody is absolutely the way. It's white supremacy, as I argue in the book, on the sly. That's the impulse to cancel somebody. Absolute intolerance.
Now, do you cancel Republicans? Do you forgive Democrats? I don't know. He's been pretty strong on Trump on some things. Let's go to the phones. Go to GW. GW, we're on board the Dan Moore Show on Tuesday.
The previous one says about systemic racism in the police department, and I don't believe there is systemic racism. I do believe that you have bad employees in any type of job situation, just like you might have a bad DJ or a bad talk radio host.
Like me.
But,
no, he's talking about me. That's
no, yeah, that's it. But the problem, I was a police officer in Montgomery for a short period of time. Then I worked with the DOC, then I became an attorney. But the problem is, the police officers know how to do their jobs. When they arrive at a scene, they do their jobs. But the people they're going to help are in a high state of emotion a lot of times. And they start telling the law enforcement officials what to do and how to do it. And it might not be what needs to be done, or is it the way that it is supposed to be done? And that's really generates a lot of problems. That's where I think you get into a lot of issues.
GW, very interesting telephone call. You have an interesting background. I'm having a hard time understanding you because you're fading in and out. Did I hear you say that you were law enforcement? Then did you say you went to DOC and then you became an attorney?
Yes, that's right.
Interesting.
What I was saying was, when you arrive, when a police officer arrives on the scene, he knows how to do his job. Let's just assume he's a good police officer, does his job
right.
But the police are very emotionally charged, and he's telling them what needs to be done or what they should do, but they start telling the police officer
what to do,
what they have to do, and they say, Like the gentleman on the radio that you're playing a clip of said, you work for us. You got to do what we say. And, but we got a job to do. We know how to do the job. Just like I would have come to you at the radio station and tell you how to do your job, you don't tell me how to do my job. So that creates a lot of problems.
Oh, absolutely. And then the other thing is that there, and officers tell me this all the time, is that there's this mentality that an officer tells a citizen to do something that's in their own good or for the protection of others, and they don't do it. And they ignore it, and they don't realize they're creating a problem. Let me ask you this, GW. During your time, how long were you in law enforcement?
Well, I was in the enforcement, let's say, Well, with the police department in Montgomery, I was there 13 months. And then due to the fact that the truth of it was, couldn't pay your bills, didn't pay a salary, I went to the DOC and I was with them for 11 years.
Wow.
11 years.
What facility were you in at DOC?
Draper Correctional Facility.
Oh, wow. I was across the street from you at Staten.
Yeah, it was very interesting.
Let me ask you something. This is something that police officers tell me, is that when you're out in the world, white, black, or whatever, what you do is you start becoming accustomed to your environment and you start responding to your environment. And so there's certain people that you fear, there's certain people that you don't, but it's because of your environment. It's not because of any type of built-in racism. Do you agree with that?
To a degree, but now, from me, I just did my job. There were certain rules. What people don't realize is you have rules and regulations. You have SOP, standard operating procedure. And if the problem is you follow the SOP, but you get into a real problem with the line officer, the seniority doesn't follow the SOP. Or they don't even know the SOP. And they try to, and so it begins in a political type situation. Any government job, any corporate job, you got politics. And so when the politics come into it, that creates a lot of the problems, too. It creates a lot of problems. When you have employees that do their jobs, and that's all they're trying to do. Look, I'm going to do my job, that's all I'm going to do. And that's not recognized, but what is recognized is politics. That creates some animosity for the people that are doing their jobs. But with a police officer, or even in any government job, you do your job, you follow what the SOP stands for. And when you go on a scene, like you said, the people that you're out there to help, they don't follow your instructions. In fact, they're trying to tell you how to do what
they think should be done when you know it's not supposed to be done.
Right.
And you'd be surprised how I don't mean this to sound bad. It's going to sound bad. But when you arrive on a scene where you've got multiple victims, whether it's from a traffic accident or whether it's from a victimizer, how your mind kicks in that you're kind of detached. That's what the police officer is supposed to be. You're a detached individual that's looking at everything objectively and doing your job based on the regulations. Because if you do that, then you'll accomplish the task that you're there to accomplish. If you get emotional about it, that's when you're going to get in trouble.
Right. What type of law do you practice, CW?
Well, I'm retired now, but I did a lot. I did trial work.
Wow.
I'll give you an interesting. In your first few years of practice, you're going to do domestic work too, okay? And you're going to do divorces. And one day, I was representing a woman who was trying to I was representing her, and she had custody of her child and other individuals, of course, trying to take custody. And he was just a real piece of work.
GW, let me interrupt you. I'm getting a high sign that I need to go to a break. I would love to continue the conversation. Will you hold on? It's a very short break. Right. Thanks. Going to be back with GW right after this.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage.
And I'm Madeline Cannon, and we understand what it means to serve. As children of military veterans, we are committed to providing our service members with the very best mortgage rates and experience.
Our community is full of veterans that would benefit from a VA interest rate reduction refinance loan, EARL for short. For those veterans who currently have a VA loan, this program is reserved exclusively for you.
We can lower your rate and lower your payment with no appraisal or income documentation required. You'll even skip a month's payment, maybe two.
An Army veteran purchased a home in Pike Road just over a year ago. We were able to drop her interest rate over a point and save her $418 a month with a VA interest rate reduction loan. Folks, if you have a VA loan, you owe it to yourself to pick up the phone.
Call Alabama Home Mortgage today at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. Call Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies.
NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
I don't know why.
The Dan Morris Show.
As I promised, GW, this is going to be a short break, and it was. Thanks, Joey. GW, you were telling us about that you were working on as an attorney, a child custody case. Is that right?
Right, and it involved abuse, both the spouse and the child. And the lawyer he had was, we were in the judge's shape, which happens a lot, and he was representing to the judge all the good that his client had done, how he was a saint. And the lawyer started to get under my skin, and it got rather heated pretty quick, and then he and I had words, and the judge kept telling us to calm down and to sit down and get control of ourselves. And then we both kind of lost control of our emotions, and he started coming toward me, and I was coming toward him, and I had actually measured him up with my left arm to bring him around house with my right fist. And at that time, the judge said, that's it, y'all going to jail.
Whoa.
And And so we both sat down, and he ran out and got the bailiff. And we both sat down in a chair, and I'm thinking to myself, it was kind of like elementary kids in the principal's office. And I was thinking to myself, well, now I'm really going to do my client a lot of good sitting in a jail cell. So you got to, and that's what happens, speaking toward law enforcement officers, you can't let your emotions in any job, really, get the better of you, or else you're going to lose your objectivity and not do what needs to be done. And there's always an exception to the general rule, but that's pretty much the way you have to do things.
You know, one of the things that really surprises me is when, these police officers standing there and somebody's in their face yelling at them, pointing the finger, calling them names, and that officer's not moving.
That happened to me.
Really?
That happened to me at the Crampton Bowl when ASU and Tuskegee played each other. The Turkey Bowl?
Yeah.
Is that what they call it?
Yeah.
Oh, man, it was bad. I was not supposed to let certain people across from one side of the other. And actually, the person I was stopping from going to the other side was, what's the band Lionel Richie started?
The Commodores?
They were there. They're from Tuskegee.
Yeah.
And one of them was trying to get to the other side of the West Side of Crampton Bowl, and I wouldn't let him through. That my captain told me, do not let anybody go through here, and I wasn't letting anybody through, because that's what he told me to do. But I had a lot of people up in my face.
I bet you did.
I did. And finally, though, he runs over there. And he told everybody to disperse, and I don't know what the difference between. Well, the difference was he had captain bars on. I didn't have any of that, except the police had. So they dispersed. That was, it can be a trying situation if you want to know the truth about it. When you get faced in that situation, you just stand there and just do your job.
GW, yeah. I want to tell you something. I have thoroughly enjoyed my conversation with you. Are you enjoying retirement?
Yeah, a lot. I mean, the hardest thing to do is try to keep yourself busy. You get acclimated from going 12 hours a day, 7 days a week to, just being retired. It's a big change.
So what do you do to keep yourself busy?
Not a whole lot.
You listen to Talk Radio.
I took up martial arts. I always go to the gym, and I relearn how to play the piano, and I work on my farm when I come out here. In fact, that's where I'm at now, things of that nature.
Well, I really enjoyed talking to you. Yeah. Thank you so much for calling in. How long have you been a listener?
Honestly, I've called you a couple of times. I call Joe in the morning time. I'm more of a... So sometimes I don't take issue. I just say more or less the way things are. This is going to happen, that's going to happen,
I like that.
Unfortunately, in our country today, you got both political sides trying to keep people divided by any means possible, and part of that is through racial division.
Absolutely.
So that they can stay in power. So they can stay in political power. That's all there is to it. And it's too bad, really.
Well, GW, you're such a good caller. I'd like to have you in the studio one day.
Sure. That don't bother me, though.